Stephanie Lule is a reporter for DNAinfo.com, where I also work as their media broadcast editor. And she joins us on the phone right now. Hey, Stephanie, how are you?
Hey, Matt, how are you?
I'm good, except you were said you. I really want to be in studio. I love doing it in studio. And then, not to put you on the spot here, Stephanie, but I'm going to. And then Stephanie texts me and goes, my boyfriend doesn't want to come out.
He's definitely done the late night WGN broadcast before, and he said, not tonight. It's been such a long day. But I'm obviously happy I can join you in some way, right?
I am so happy you can too, but I'm going to give you another hard time for another minute first.
Okay.
And then say, you know, he wasn't even invited, so you could have just come. He didn't have to.
No, I did. You're right. I definitely could. But he loves to he loves to listen in while it's happening. So I certainly would have loved to jump in the car and hear.
Okay. All right. I will let you off the hook then. Now, Donald Trump rally. Now, Patty Vasquez has been talking about it for quite a while here on her show tonight because her and her producer, Craig Collins, were over there today watching the goings on. And and her take on it was, this is ridiculous that he canceled it because it wasn't out of control. It wasn't out of hand. What did you see there, and what did you think about everything that went down?
Definitely inside. I'm not sure if Patty, was she inside? Was she inside tonight?
I'm not sure if she was inside.
No,
or
they never got inside.
They never went inside.
Yeah, they got there a little late.
From inside, I can definitely say you had thousands of Trump supporters there. The UIC Pavilion actually holds about 10,000. I think people were estimating about 8,500 inside. And not only did you have all these Trump supporters, but you really had a sizable number of protesters that were inside. You know, the Trump campaign would say that they were being disruptive. They would say that they were getting their message across. But you definitely saw this sort of escalating tension happening inside the pavilion. You know, I was on the floor all night. We had other reporters out in the crowd, and you definitely saw this escalating tension between the two groups and eventually exploding and, you know, leading to this extremely abrupt cancellation of the Trump speech at UIC.
So when you were in there waiting for things to start, did you start getting a feeling yourself like, man, this could get out of hand here tonight?
I actually didn't even have time, you know, to kind of think that, to be honest, because we were so busy covering the little confrontations that happened between Trump supporters and Trump haters that were just happening from inside. But you know, before I knew it, yeah, I was like, oh, it's 6:30. You know, he hasn't taken the stage yet. But as you know, that kind of, it happens a lot at these types of events that someone won't go on right at 6 or right when they're scheduled to. So covering everything that was happening inside, I didn't even really have time to think, hey, this might not happen. But once it did, once it was canceled, yes, it was a surprise. And obviously we all sprung into action, right? But looking back, no, I don't think it was totally, totally out of, you know, hindsight is 2020. We probably could have seen this coming, you know?
Trump himself said tonight that they had like 25,000 people there and then 2,000 or 3,000 protesters. But those aren't the estimates I'm hearing anywhere else. What are our official estimates that we heard on? You said it only seats 10,000. You think there were about 8,500 in there. Were there that many more people outside that the total crowd could have been over 20,000?
I would say no. I definitely think, yes, there were thousands outside, but you know, a large majority of those people after the rally, I would say were protesters.
I would imagine so. And Donald Trump said that their free speech was violated. Free speech was violated tonight. And, you know, I understand that take somewhat. You know, people, we fight for the right to free speech, but protest is a form of free speech as well. Whether that shuts something down or inhibits other free speech, then it becomes a debate over what's happening there. But it's just fascinating that he says free speech was violated, but whenever there's somebody opposing him or a protester, he immediately has them thrown out. Not that anybody else wouldn't necessarily get rid of a protester because, you know, you want to do your shtick, your show, it's your place, you rented it. So you've got a right to do your thing and get rid of the people that are just going to shout over you. But it's interesting to hear Donald Trump stand up and talk about free speech and that being violated when it comes to him.
Correct. And like you said, you know, that kind of was the message from the campaign all night. This is a private event. You know, I saw I saw a group of three students, because this was something that happened earlier in the day. They were wearing Muslims Unite Against Trump T-shirts, you know, in line. They weren't saying anything, but they were promptly escorted out of line. And then by Chicago police, escorted across the street where the rest of the protesters were staged. So they were trying to pull out small groups of people as this was going, you know, as they were letting people into the pavilion tonight. But it seemed to be too large of a group that they could control who was, you know, who and determine who was a protester and who wasn't.
So Trump said he didn't want to see people get hurt. There's debate over to who, you know, he's saying that he worked with the police and decided to cancel this event. The police have come out and said, we didn't tell them to cancel the event. They canceled
right.
it on their own.
Some conflicting reports there, yeah.
Which is interesting. But I thought what's fascinating about this, from reports earlier today and at the previous rallies this week, there was the one where somebody got punched. And the guy, I think the guy that did the punching was interviewed. And he said, next time we might have to kill him. And when Trump is asked about this, he you know, tonight him saying, I didn't want to see anybody get hurt is the first time I've really heard him say that. Maybe he has other times. But the quotes I'm hearing about are more about, which he also said tonight, there's some really bad people there, talking about the protesters, who are swinging and getting violent. And he makes it sound like, you know, my supporters are just defending themselves or the police are defending themselves. And he's never tried to say, hey, everybody's got an opinion or this or that. It's just about he sort of mildly attacks the protesters and those being bad people who are coming to these events. So I wonder who got to him to say, you know what, we better just shut this down before something bad happens.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, Matt. I actually filing late from kind of, you know how these things go, like the corner while the protest was still going on. I was right near a political reporter who actually follows Trump around. He said he's been at six or seven events now with Trump, and he said this by far was just, out of control. And he said he could, from following Trump at all of those rallies, he says he could see the escalation, that things were getting out of control. But, you know, also, I think Chicago is a bit of a different story, too, because, you know, we've seen in light of all of the recent protests we've been having in Chicago, the Black Lives Matter protests and immigration rallies, things of that sort. But also you were talking about an event on that was being staged on Chicago's most diverse campus and near the Pilsen neighborhood where, you know, many Mexican families live. Our team of neighborhood reporters could see that, you know, there was going to be a considerable amount of backlash against Trump coming to Chicago. So I think, yes, there's definitely been this escalation of, you know, with violence that we've been seeing at some of these Trump rallies. But also we knew that the Chicago protesters were going to be out there in force tonight.
So there was an event scheduled for Donald Trump in Cincinnati on Sunday that now also, I'm seeing reports, has been canceled.
Wow.
Because of what the Trump team is saying, some problems with the facility, the Duke Energy Convention Center. Trump spokesman Eric Dieters told media outlets that the Secret Service was unable to prepare the Duke Energy Convention Center in time for the event. So
wow.
It will be very interesting to see if this rolls, and if this type of thing keeps happening, does that only help Donald Trump? That's the thing, is every time there's something that seems to turn against him somehow, so far, it's ended up being a positive for him. I can't think of anything that's really hurt him so far in this campaign, and there have been some crazy things.
You know, he thinks all media or all attention from the media is good attention, and I don't know if you saw this too, Matt. There's all these kind of swirling rumors that Donald Trump might be at the Southside Irish Parade this weekend. We have officials saying that's probably not the case, but no one can say for sure whether that is or is not happening, and we keep hearing that.
There was a, there's millions of Twitter accounts, and you can't tell what's real, what's not, but there is a at Trump for America Twitter account that wrote, today the radical left declared a civil war on America. They want to kill us. Be prepared. #Trump rally.
some powerful words, right?
Yeah, I don't know if it's just some lunatic running a website or what it is, but or a Twitter account, but it is frightening. And you know, some people had written, you know, he should be able to come here and speak, and I think he should be able to come here and speak. He's running for president, and if people want to go hear what he has to say, people should have the right to hear what he has to say. People have the mm-hmm. right to protest as well. You know, you like those things to be as organized as possible. And it's tough, though. I think I worry about the protesters trying to disrupt every single rally. I don't know what to think about it, because I do not like him. I do not like what he stands for, what he's doing out there. And I want people to be able to protest. I want their voices to be heard. But I hate the idea of these things turning worse and worse, because I think that only emboldens the people that, you know, I think we'll see this as a call to action and like rally up. I think it's just going to make things more and more divisive. I think he should speak, get out of town, and we all move along our merry way. I think in a weird way, I'm worried that these protests getting to this level will bolster mm-hmm. the base of who really loves him.
Yeah, his message. That's right. And you know, tonight after this announcement was made, we definitely saw some scuffles, some punches thrown from inside. But for me, being outside after, you really saw this tense scene kind of erupt, because you had Trump supporters who were all parked in a parking garage, right, just near the pavilion, and they had to exit the parking garage while protesters were trying to keep them from being able to do that. As you can imagine, Trump supporters trying to get out of a garage, people who don't agree with them trying to keep them out, Chicago police intervening, Secret Service intervening. It was definitely a tense scene, and I'll say, on the whole, Chicago police did a great job kind of controlling the chaos tonight.
See, that's a problem I have with the protesters. You can't block the people from getting out then. You know what I mean? That's not, how is that helping things? You're just inciting then what's possibly going to turn to violence. If the thing gets canceled, you won. You did it, you know, take that as a victory and head on out. Don't stand there and then block the supporters from getting out or scream and yell at the supporters. That's fueling the divisiveness. Now the protesters are acting exactly against what they're trying to fight. They're becoming what they're trying to fight by doing things like that. At least that's how I see
right.
it.
Right. And certainly the protesters, like with any group, right, they resort to all different methods, right? We saw plenty of people just celebrating after, waving signs, F Trump, and things of that sort. And chanting that, you know, we shut down Trump, just excited to get their message across tonight. And then we did see, like I described, some tenser seats. So, like any group, it's going to be a mixed bag, right?
Yeah, it's going to be more mixed than usual when it comes to Mr. Trump. Stephanie Lulay is a reporter at DNAinfo.com. You know, I spoke with Mina Bloom earlier today, and we mm-hmm. have some audio up at DNAinfo.com, my interview with her. You should head over to the Wiener Circle now and get a Trump footlong.
Absolutely. It's actually a 3-inch.
It is. Yes. Dog,
right?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Right.
The Wiener Circle having some fun with Mr. Trump. Their Trump foot long is a 3-inch little weenie. So.
Yeah. And I should say, too, Matt, just before I jump off, you know, DNA Info Chicago had a great team working tirelessly around the clock there today. I just want to give a shout out to my fellow reporters who are on scene. Evan Moore, Kelly Bauer, Joe Ward. They, you know, all were there reporting the scenes from the site all day long. Great work. And
yeah.
you can find everything up at DNAinfoChicago.com.
Yeah, you guys did a great job. And as you said, it's all at DNAinfo.com. Check out the Chicago site.
Chicago.
And read it all. Thank you so much for jumping on the phone, Stephanie.
Hey, thanks, Matt.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Have a great night and a great weekend.